good.
All right. Parakeet, questions, comments, what do you got? Yes.
Why is there invite to a banquet just to invite them to another banquet?
Okay, very good. We definitely have to deal with that. Why invite them to a banquet only to invite them to another banquet? Certainly the most confusing part. Yes. What else? Questions, comments? Yeah, Aaron.
When
Achash
Ben asks Esther, what's your request and what's your petition? He divides it, but then Esther says it back to him in one whole line, so why did she answer?
That's interesting. I didn't think about that. Let's see the pasuk again.
Zion.
Okay.
Oh wait, that's her answer. Wait. Vav.
Pasuk Vav. Vayomer Melech Esther Mishteh, Ma she'ilatech binatein lach, Ma bikashatech ad chatzi ha'malchut v'te'as. And Esther's response is just one thing. Look, I think it's really the pasuk itself. What's the mishteh Ma she'ilach? I think it's sort of just like repetitive. He's just being, trying to be magnanimous. I'll give you whatever you want. Really, whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Is there any difference between what I just said? No. So she said, okay, this is what I want. Okay, what else? Yeah.
Why does his wife, Zerosh, as well as all of his friends, they all just happen to have this amazing...
Good. We're going
to
talk about the gathering with Zeresh and the friends. Good. We'll have to deal with that also. Yes. What else? Yeah.
Why didn't Esther just ask?
Right away.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have to deal with that also.
Sorry, right. I'm going to answer for that.
Zeresh is Haman's wife.
I'm going to answer for that.
Is she a main figure in the story?
No. But she plays a major role. This is the first time we meet her. It's interesting, like Esther's a main character, but we have two other minor women characters. Vashti plays a minor role in the beginning, and her place is abdicated, and then here Zeresh will play some sort of role. Sort of interesting, maybe because Esther wrote it, so she brings in other, women figures that play roles, even if they're behind the scenes. Zeresh does play a role behind the scenes, but it's a role.
You said Esther wrote the Megillah?
That's what Chazal say. Mordechai and Esther wrote the Megillah together, yeah.
And they had Ruach HaKodesh when they wrote it?
That's a way of understanding it, yeah. The Gemara talks about it. Why did they write Ruach HaKodesh? What words were put in there? It's like a four oy machlokis in Gemara. How do we know it's written the Ruach HaKodesh? Said this. So, yeah. Yes?
I would answer for
Rana's questions, yeah.
Because if we said it before that she was scared to just straight up ask him, because what happened with Vashti? Mm-hmm. Maybe she wanted to she wants to ease him and even get him drunk just to
Okay, makes sense. Could be. We'll have to see. But why just wait to get more little wine in him and ask him? Why have that second suda?
Seduce him maybe a little.
I know, but I'm saying so couldn't that happen in one suda? Why'd it have to be two? We'll have to see.
More than married.
More, okay.
Not three.
Here we go. Look. Let's start up with the Pasuk Bet and Gimel. The reaction of the king. V'ikrot ha-melechet Esther malkah omedet b'chatzer. He sees her standing there. Nasachim b'enav. And he, gives her the scepter, which is the sign that she's allowed to enter. But what is his reaction? He is shocked. V'yomer la-melech. Malach Esther malkah. What's going on? Now,
he hasn't seen her in 30 days.
He hasn't seen her in 30 days, but it's more than that. We already said, you're not allowed to come in uninvited. Right? I mean, think about it. Vashti lost her life for not coming when called, and she's now risking her life for coming when not called. Right? That's sort of what's going on here. She's a little bit surprised. Don't you know my history with wives? I like things my way.
Yeah, so maybe that's not his way.
It's not his way for her to come uninvited. So he's shocked. He's thinking, this must be very important.
Yeah.
But I assume you know who I am. You know what happened to my former wife. And for you to now go against protocol, this must be something very important. All right, now Mordechai had convinced her in the previous parak that she has to act. She can't wait. There's no time. She has to act. But all the tactics he left up to her. That's what's Megillat Esther. Right, Mordechai was the main character up to Perek Daled, but then she takes over. Now it's her game, and she says, "All right, right." Even in the middle of Perek Daled, she says, "Okay, here's the deal: get the people together. Time to fast. I'm going to do this," and she takes charge. And what's interesting is everything was in place for a miracle to occur, but had she not acted, it wouldn't have occurred. Right? God was waiting for her courage. God was waiting for human initiative. And then, you know, if we take the step, God will do the rest. You know? But he was waiting for us to take the step, and Esther does. And the Gemara talks about how difficult it was for her, and she's vomiting, and she's crying, and she's shaking, and but she goes and does. Can you shut that door there? Give me a chance. Yeah. And Achashverosh appreciates that something very important must be happening. Otherwise, there's no way she's here and risking her life. So now she has Achashverosh write to her. She wants him, right? So why does she ask for a second suitor? Why ask for a second suitor? So look at Pasuk Dalet and Pasuk Chet and tell me the difference.
Oh, she was asking if he would come. He says, if it pleases the king.
Look at Dalet. Listen, very subtle nuance, but very important nuance.
In the first one, she's testing to see if the king will even listen. The second one says if I've now found favor in coming again.
To grant my request.
Who was the suitor made for in Pasuk Dalet? Okay, I have to read the Hebrew. I don't know, maybe your English is wrong, but listen to the Hebrew. Tatomer Esther, imal melech tov, if it pleases the king, yavoa melech v'man hayom, come today, ela mishta asher asiti lo. What is asiti lo? For him, talking in third person to the king. She said, I made a suda for you. I would like you and Haman to come to the suda that I made for you. Pasachet, what does it say? For both of them. Yavoh ha-melech v'aman el mishta asher eseh lahem. What's the difference and why does she do this?
Oh, maybe the king would have more favor if Haman was also there. Oh, she wants Haman to be there.
Haman's already at the
maybe,
first one.
Maybe to make him jealous.
Jealousy. Okay? First of all, the delay asked to his curiosity. I mean, I'm already here. Why? What's wrong with enough? Why? I'm offering you half the malchus. What do you want? Oh, I love another meal. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Same time tomorrow? So I'd already asked curiosity. And then the meal I made for the two of you, all right? I'm making a meal for... Since when is Haman on equal footing with me? So Achashverosh is perplexed and jealous. And this is the plan. That's what we have to discuss. What is Esther's plan? How is Esther going to get Achashverosh to trust her? Okay, think about it. Here's her situation. I'm a woman in Persia. Not thought highly of. Okay? Used for my body. I have an advisor. My national security advisor is Haman. Achashverosh, she's thinking, who is Achashverosh going to trust? Me? His wife? Who, what do I know about global politics? Or my national security advisor, who gets paid for this. Clearly, if I just came in and said, Your Majesty, I think you're making a political mistake, he'll say, oh, that's very nice. I'm glad you think so. Thank you for your input. Now go back and do the dishes. Right? I mean, who are you to tell me? What do you know? You don't know anything. And I have people for that. His name's Haman. And I trust him. So she realizes there's no way he will listen to her over Haman. So what is her only chance? Tamut nafshi im haplishtim. This was the famous line of Shimshon, I'll die with the plishtim. She was going on a suicide mission. What is her suicide mission? Try to convince the king something's going on between her and Haman. I mean, think about it. I'm Achashverosh, and my wife hasn't seen me in 30 days. She knocks on the door, and she walks in. And it's a little risky, but maybe she, I'm thinking, you know, she probably wants some attention. I get it. I've been busy 30 days. I haven't seen her. It's a long time. She wants some attention. So, a romantic dinner with Haman? It's a little bit weird to begin with, right? But maybe she's feeling, you know, I'm so left out of things. If you would invite that guy that you used to talk about, your most trusted advisor, I would feel like I'm an important person. It's okay. I get it. A meal you made for me. And I'm inviting Haman. Right? So, you feel important. Maybe. You know, I don't know. Maybe the president's wife feels that way when, you know, the president brings over the chief of staff or the, you know, the minister of defense and she gets to meet him. And I don't know. So maybe he feels like this. Then a second meeting? That's a second meeting. Right? So she has to make it really, she has to take a big risk. She has to drive a wedge between Haman and Ahasuerus. And that's not going to happen by her giving political advice. It's only going to happen by Ahasuerus thinking something's going on. I mean, it's weird that Haman was invited to our romantic evening. But that we're having a second party and now she's making a meal for us instead of for me? What the heck is going on? And this is what is bothering Ahasuerus, and that's why she makes him wait. She lets him think about it. She gets him even more curious and more perplexed, and that's the plan. Okay? Now, what?
He certainly has a sleepless night.
What?
He certainly has a sleepless night.
And this is exactly what all the Mefarshim say. He has a sleepless night thinking over what the heck is going on. That's why. That's the next verse. That's the first thing. He can't fall asleep because of what's going on here. Mm-hmm. Right? So let me ask a very interesting. The end of our parak, compare it to Perek Aleph. Compare Haman in this Perek to Ahasuerus in the first Perek. What?
He's bragging.
Good bragging, but what? What? Come on, keep going. Bragging, but Haman in this Perek to Ahasuerus in the first Perek. Okay. Haman is in a high position. Right? But he's not just in a high position, he's on a super high after the invite. I'm invited to a meal, just me and the king and the queen. That's crazy, right? Who thought I was that important? I knew I was important, but this is super important. So he's on a high. Oh, and God, yet, he flies into a rage when he sees Mordechai. Mm-hmm. Sees Mordechai, Mordechai still won't budge. Mordechai still, yeah, I'm not balanced. Don't even bother. It's not going to happen, you know? And it doesn't matter how great Haman was feeling a second ago. Now that he sees Mordechai, he can't enjoy himself. Just like who? Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus had 127 countries under his rule. He had a party first for 6 months for dignitaries, then a week, we know, with the boys from Persia. Everything is great, except Vashti wouldn't come when he beckoned. And therefore, what good is everything? Nothing is worth anything because right now, she said no. Right now, Mordechai doesn't bow down. And therefore, any sane person would say, I got a million things going for me and one thing against me. Right? She said, all right, million to one. That's pretty good, right? No. The one wins. The one is so much worse than everything else. And we're so like this. You know it. We do the exact same thing in our day. Our life is so good, and one little thing goes wrong, and ruins everything. Right? Nothing's good anymore. Can't believe it. How did the Giants trade Beckham? That's it. My life is over. You know, it's like, that's it. Everything's good. And then, oh, one little thing. And now we're like, oh, I can't anymore. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that we do. I'll tell you a very beautiful vart for your marriage. There's two psukim that talk about the relationship between a man and his wife. One says, matza isha, matza tov. You find a woman, you find goodness. We quoted this earlier, saying Chazal, say that's Michal bat Shaul. Remember the way she took care of David? Right? Matza isha, matza tov. There's another pasuk that says, motzi ani mar mimavet et isha. I find more bitter than death the woman. Says the Vilna Gaon, notice the difference. Matzah versus motzi. Gemara even had jokes. Someone get married, they say, no, what's the verdict? Matzah, motzi. She good or is she like, you know, worse than death? You know, like, okay, little Gemara humor. But what was the Vilna Gaon's vart? Motzi ani mar mimavet is present tense. right now my wife did something today that annoys me, and that's it. I can't stand it. What about all the years of all the good things, all the reasons you fell in love with her? What about that? Yeah, but I can't think about that, because today she burnt the soup, or today she forgot to, I don't know, whatever it is, and therefore today I hate her, and I can't think of all the good that she did.
The burnt soup?
Right. I'm saying, but that's exactly how Shoshana is. That's the exact point. Everything's good, but one thing is bad, and therefore, you know what? It's not worth it. None of the good is worth anything because Mordechai won't bow down, because Vashti said no. Okay? It's a very, very sad story about them that unfortunately is very real for us way too often. Way too often. Now, here's this interesting thing. Mordechai is described as Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. So, I mentioned, I think, to Aaron, I don't know if it was in Shir or outside of Shir, Lavan is also described as sitting B'Shar. And we understand that he's a Shofet, right? Parshat Shoftim. And Devarim begins with Shoftim B'Shotrim, Itain B'Sha'arecha. You sit by the gates means you're a Shofet. And if so, I heard this idea from Menashe Wiener. And Menashe Wiener says like this. Haman says, I know that I'm important. I am the viceroy. But I don't know if I can kill Mordechai. He's on the Supreme Court. I mean, this is a tough one. Who's more important? So therefore, he kept this whole thing ambiguous. He wasn't going to tell Ahasuerus what his plans were for Mordechai. But once he sees, I got invited to the party and he didn't. He knows who's more important. I'm more important. And that's why in the next parak, Nabalailahu, Haman's ready to go into Ahasuerus' palace. I don't want to wait till other. I put up the gallows ready. I'm ready to kill him now. Like Zeresh said, at the end of, need the gallows, 50 amas high. Why wait? He's annoying you. Kill him now. You're right. I'm important. I know I'm important now. Right? Because I got to invite him. He didn't. So he's ready to now call an audible. Here's a man that beforehand, oh, it's all about fate. Fates, the lottery came out in other. I can't do anything. But now he's ready to push that. He says, I know that I'm more important than Mordechai based on two invites. I'm invited twice. Mordechai, not even once. Clearly, I'm more important. I can ask the king for this favor. Okay? This is now, everything is about to change. Okay? The next parak, parak Vav, we're about to read. This is what we say, Benafochu. Benafochu is, everything's now just turns around. Okay, this all leading up. Haman is now on this high. He's a route to get rid of his arch enemy. Everything's good. Now it's all going to take a turn for the worse.